And now for our Art of the Year spotlight, we welcome Meg Roman from the Miller Beach Arts District and millerbeacharts.org. That's located at 540 South Lake Street in Gary. Meg, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hi, Larry. Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me. Aloha, Meg.
Tell us a little bit about, first of all, what you're doing there in Miller, and then some of the upcoming things you have going on.
Okay, well, we are a nonprofit, 99% volunteer arts organization, but we're also a community development corporation. So our mission is, a short version, is arts as a catalyst for economic development. So in addition to holding art events, we also do a lot of community things, such as renting our space for community meetings or fundraisers for other organizations. We also rent for birthday parties and weddings and things like that. And we get involved in anything that will help improve the community, such as the planned transit-oriented development happening alongside the South Shore train double-tracking. We have architects and other community people who have their hands in that. And we like to collaborate with lots of other organizations. What we've got coming, what we're in the middle of right now, is an artist residency, where we've got three artists that all grew up along Lake Michigan, and they all live currently in Traverse City and Saugatuck. So they were part of a show called Reconnect two summers ago, and they're primarily landscape artists. But this year they're bringing something new. They're going to be going out into the community, the beaches, the trails, the dunes, and doing some quick studies, some drawings and sketches. And then they're coming back to our art center at 540 South Lake Street in the Miller neighborhood of Gary. And they've set up an artist studio there where they are actually creating monotype prints. And they've had to adjust their plans because of COVID. So instead of doing in-person classes and a large group demonstration, we're doing everything either virtually through Zoom, or we have the benefit of having very large plate glass windows. So this artist will be inside their studio and people can be standing on our newly paved and widened sidewalks in front of the gallery and either print alongside, because they're going to be providing kits for people to do that with all the materials they need, or just simply watch them as they do the work.
Meg, what are their names? Who are the artists?
Thank you for asking that. The name of the show is called Painters Printing, and the artists are Angela Messiah Saxon, who's actually a Miller resident, or not resident now. She grew up here, but she's since moved to Traverse City. And her friends, who are all full-time artists, Anne Corlett, who is in Saugatuck, and Royce Deans, who's in Traverse City.
Now, Meg, now that you Miller, I believe, along Lake Street there, that's all been refixed, and, you know, there was a lot of construction. Is that back kind of the normal?
It's almost there. So this is the third summer of construction, which can be very confusing and actually has taken a big hit on a lot of the businesses, because they're all family-owned, unique. You know, there's no box stores or chains here. But people have pushed through because we know there's a great end in sight. And this year is, I believe, the last of the major work. They've repaved the roads. They've put in wide sidewalks, so we're going to be able to take advantage of that and have, you know, maybe like cafe seating in front of the gallery for special events. And there's now a brand new bike path, right, that goes right in front of the gallery. So that's doing like the finishing touches this week.
Are we going to be able to do the sand mandalas again? And is the farmer's market open in Miller?
Great questions. Yes, the farmer's market is one of our offerings, and they are open. We had to make some changes, as everybody did. So, but they're fully going. They started a month late, and our hours are shorter. So they run every Sunday in the spring and summer. They're going to be going through, we may go through September this year. We're hoping that we can add September on as well. So the hours are 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're encouraging people to do online orders. And we have curtailed some of our activities, so we're not having prepared foods or our live music or our art vendors, but we're focusing on the organic produce. We've got freshly made local honey, artisan cheeses, and homemade bread. So people are really enjoying the opportunity to be outside and pick up some fresh, wholesome food right in their neighborhood.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
not coming this year, but we hope to have them back next year. But that is an awesome,
it is awesome it's thing so, that we do. It's fabulous.
Meg, real quickly, wrap up your location, everything and website, and how to get there, and the hours of operation.
Okay. Also in September, we're doing a social justice exhibit. So that will all be on our website, which is millerbeacharts.org. We're also on Facebook at Miller Beach Arts, as well as Instagram and Twitter. And our address is 540 South Lake Street in the Miller neighborhood of Gary. Phone number is 773-822-8086. And we're open every weekend, Fridays and Saturday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay, and that's Meg Roman from the Miller Arts. That's millerarts.org to find out information. Find them on Facebook, too. Thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.